The issue of elder abuse comes in so many different forms. It's physical abuse, it's emotional abuse, it's sexual assault, it's physical violence. It can be so many different things, and financial exploitation is a big piece of it as well. So everybody in our community needs to collaborate around the issue. Collaboration is key, because what we find is these issues are so complex that one service provider alone cannot handle it all. Typically, you need an attorney involved if there's financial exploitation. We had people here representing different financial advisors. Someone from a credit union was here attending, because really it's detected at so many different levels. Adult Protective has a hand in handling a lot of those cases. Vera House, I think a lot of people still don't realize that Vera House is not just for young women and their children. We work with men. We work with the elderly. We work with whoever is a victim of domestic or sexual violence or elder abuse. And we've sheltered victims, and we advocate for victims. We help them manage these crazy processes that are sometimes in place. It can be overwhelming to get yourself out of a situation, because you're overwhelmed with the situation to begin with, and you don't know what the resources are. So one of the things the Vera House really works hard to do is to help guide victims so that they know what's out there and what their options are.